You guys, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain.
It's free. Shocking that Esther, that's what you were about to say, right?
Yes, it's free.
It's always number one on our list.
It's free. Everyone wants to freaking start a podcast. This is the easiest way. We're about to tell you. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
And they will distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard from Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all of the platforms, basically.
Also, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's the best.
I mean, imagine that. That's like the lowest, that's low pressure.
Everything you need.
With Anchor.
Everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. Just download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hello, my trashy slugs. Come see me live. I'll be at the Hartford Funny Bone, August 27th and 28th. The Milwaukee Improv, September 3rd through 4th. I'll be shitting and vomiting into a bucket doing ayahuasca, September 5th and 6th. I'll be at Zany's in Chicago, September 7th and 8th. Cleveland Hilarities, September 9th through 11th. Never forget. And I'll be at the Life is Beautiful concert in Vegas, September 18th and 19th. Go to annieletterman.com for more tour dates. There's so many more coming up from October on. All right, bye.
Hi, slugs. It's me. I just wanted to let you know I have a website with all my tour dates. You can check them out at estheronice.com. I don't know. I'm not a figure skater, but I thought that was cute. But I'm announcing I'm coming to New York in the fall. And as you know, all over Florida and San Francisco and Portland. I'll see you guys there. Get tickets at estheronice.com. And please check out the Sad Malibu Barbie drop for Sleepover by Esther at sleepoverbyester.com.
Wait, by the way, you said that you didn't have a cowboy outfit.
I don't.
This is the most cowboy outfit I've ever seen.
Yeah. No, hey, she just threw that together.
I know.
You know, woke up this morning.
I'm wearing magnetic ones, by the way.
You look Indian right now.
I know. I was like, there's definitely like a cops and robbers and I'm missing out because of cultural appropriation. And you've got to stop this, people. Let us appropriate.
What's the one thing that you wore once upon a time that you for sure cannot bring back now? I mean, Annie.
Janko jeans?
No, I mean, like for Halloween, when I was younger, I dressed as Osama bin Laden or I dressed as Pocahontas one time. I really went for the full cultural experience.
I was going to say, you know what?
Yeah.
Also, by the way,
she looks like Pocahontas is dating a cowboy and she's wearing his stuff.
And then Bobby walks in and you're like, who is this guy? He must be the. You must be bounty hunters that have come to get this guy and get him into jail. I like to consider myself a bounty cunter in this outfit. It's pretty good.
What would a cunter do?
Explain your outfit, Annie. And by the way, guys, welcome to the show. We have a very special cowboy theme, if you can't already tell by my fit.
I just want to say, guys, the sheriff's in town and the sheriff's got muffin tops.
And you're very proud of it. I like that. I appreciate it.
And Eric, I feel like you came a little bit underdressed, but you generally look like a cool older cowboy anyways. The mustache and everything.
I didn't trust.
You do look like you live in Brooklyn, honestly.
But I didn't trust. I didn't trust you guys. You know, like when you say to somebody, wear a costume, and then I show up looking like Dracula.
That's,
and then you guys are like, what's wrong with you?
Such a good idea. Can we do it to Esther? Let's do that to Esther.
Yeah, I didn't trust you guys, so I was like, I'm not dressing like a cowboy.
Esther, we're dressing like the ugliest thing we can possibly be.
And you guys don't even acknowledge it. She just comes in and you go, what the fuck's wrong with you?
We get prom makeup and stuff. We look gorgeous.
I know I told you that I gave up lashes last week, but my mind has since changed. They're back on.
I got these are the magnetic ones.
And what are your thoughts?
I was hour one. We'll see. Now, magnetic, what are you?
Magnetic lashes?
You know what's so funny? I was like, we're going to
be pointing a gun at a black man.
Are you black?
Enough.
Because I feel like we talked during the, what was it called? The Black Lives Matter protest. It was a protest. And then, but I was talking to you during it. And I was like, Eric, it's time. You have to tell us what your fucking ethnicity is. It's time. He's ethnically ambiguous. People that are in Hollywood don't understand that what Eric has is, and Kalila too, you can't shut the fuck up about what you are. You should be very quiet about it.
You know why?
Because you could get cast in so many things. Mm-mm. Now it's cultural appropriation if you play Native American, but you could have been crushing it. He will never say, so he can play anything. I want to know.
It's just a mix anyway. I have family from the Caribbean. You know, that's the say 30-40% black part is my family that's from Jamaica and from Belize.
Cool.
And then like, you know, the other side, I don't even really know is what the
Do you know where in Belize?
What do you mean where?
Was it in Punta Gorda?
Oh Jesus. That's like the fancy white part.
I'm at the Punta Gorda in my life right now.
Wait, is that where
Well played.
And it looks good. We're surprised. Everyone's surprised how good this weight gain looks on me. I really think everyone is.
Wait, Annie.
A lot of black guys, I'm sure.
Is that where you handled or you jerked off turtles?
I didn't jerk off the turtles in that one. And I never fucking touched those turtles. The pussy juice was everywhere. But I did start looking at turtles again with love. Ugh, what? I'm changing.
How long did it take?
I was just at the pet store and I was looking at them walking around their little...
The red-eared sliders.
Are you going to hold the guns the whole episode?
Yes, I am. They're very light. Wait, I have something.
It's very LAPD. All right,
I'll hold this instead. You can pick.
Okay, get the guns. Don't even pull the please don't cut yourself.
It's
a comb. Oh, all right. Doy. You know me enough to know that this is a comb.
All right.
For my mustache. No, I was in, it was the same trip I had a year off from school. This is very white girl, but I had a year off from school in between. And so I went to
find yourself.
Yeah, I find myself I should have gone to India, found myself a Sherpa dick.
That's what George did.
He found a Sherpa dick?
Well, you were religious. So you, was that your Rumpschreimer or whatever?
No, I went after college. I went to India to work in Bollywood.
You did? Why does that actually look like it's supposed to hold balls, your mask? Doesn't it? Am I wrong, Gabby? I'm not trying to make fun of you.
It's a banana hammock.
You give, oh my God. It's a banana break hammock. We should sell those. Merch idea.
No, you should sell masks that could also look like panties.
You know what they have?
You know what I mean?
I was trying to get it for the show, but it was just some porn star. Someone sent it to me on DMs, but some porn star was wearing this like mask, the suction mask over her mouth that was a set of balls. And when you breathe in and out, like the balls wiggle. I wanted to get it for the show, but... I don't know if they exist. I think she got them custom made.
You can make masks easy, you know.
But they were like, these were like, there was a mold for them.
Oh, gotcha.
Like, I think maybe some real balls were dipped into some.
Is that a thing that women buy?
No.
Do you know, there's some male porn star you like and you buy his dick?
No. You know, what's his name? You know, what's his name? There is a porn star not too far off from what you're saying. He's a Spanish porn star, and he's actually going to prison because he accidentally killed someone with toad venom.
When the compost ceremonies?
Yeah, because it's apparently, it mimics sort of the effects of DMT.
Right.
And Nacho Jesus. Vidal. His name is Nacho Vidal. You guys know Nacho Vidal.
No.
You guys don't
pull
watch
him up. Pull up that cock. Let's see that
he's
dick,
so
George.
Famous.
I don't know. The last porn star I knew was James Dean. And then once they started canceling porn stars, I was like, I'm out. I don't.
When do they cancel porn stars?
They started canceling.
Yeah, well, porn stars.
It's a thin line between what's your job,
Jesus
what's consent,
Christ.
What's
right.
Look at this guy.
And so what was it, George? Like he accidentally killed someone.
He turned into a shaman.
With totally
He's a cock shaman.
I mean, if there's any biopic to be made, it's of this guy. And what a demise.
I always think about that. Like, if you're a shaman, like, I know shaman men who are married. And it's like, how do you make the move? Isn't that kind of a breach of power?
That's true.
Well, that's like all those yogi guys. Like, anybody that's running a yoga thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're always fucking everybody at the thing.
Well, have you seen the documentary Bikram?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's why they don't call it Bikram anymore.
But I mean the ones that are like actually like in love. Like, even if it's like totally innocent, like that's got to be an awkward, like, is this a date or are we on
Well, that's just like therapy.
Hallucinogens.
People fall in love with their therapist.
But that's illegal.
I know. That's what I'm saying, though. It should be
but shaman
probably
should
similar.
Be well, I guess you just can't shaman your girl. You got to be like, shaman hands off. You got to be like, my six hands are off.
Well, it's the same way that if you are, let's say, a gynecologist or an obstetrician, you're not supposed to deliver your own baby
if your wife's in the hospital. Aren't you like, I'm good at this?
Yeah, when your emotions are involved, you're not doing your job in the most optimal way. Yeah.
But wouldn't you be kind of pissed if your boyfriend, like, what if Bobby was a shaman and he's like, I'm sorry, I just can't help you.
What what would Bobby be and a
you,
shaman?
But you, but you see him helping everyone else, you'd be like, yo, can I get a little shamaning?
I would not want any shamaning from that man, even if he was the best shaman on earth.
What would he be even a shaman of?
I don't fucking know. Like,
if getting through life, rolling through life.
Just rolling.
He's always just rolling, isn't he?
Well, he already is sort of a shaman of like the tiger belly, you know, people.
But he thinks he is.
Yeah. No, he's like, yeah. I just said earlier, he's the David Duke of their.
He is a David Duke, you know, of what I mean? Sorts, I think.
Can I just say you look so hot? This is crazy.
I do.
Yes. I'm sad I missed the.
Oh, you see the fake modesty over there?
No, wait, she has low self-esteem.
I have low self-esteem. Stop. See, it. Annie knows me.
She has low self-esteem. It's starting to get frustrating. I'm going to start slapping you around.
Wait, hang on. Do
I'm
you guys want to
whip your ass until you realize?
Well, it makes sense. She, you know, if she had better self-esteem, she would be with a hotter dude.
Yeah. Well, how do you feel about your model fiance? By the way, congratulations.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's all about. I think women know. Y'all know how to. Look at other things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This was the fake fight we got in. I'm so sorry about that. Can I apologize years later?
Here we go.
I want to make a public apology.
No, no, no. It was fine when we had the fight. I thought we squashed it until I'm looking at this clip that people sent me from this fucking podcast.
Don't you love that?
Where you guys are just, first of all, her just going like, can I tell you something Eric Griffin said to me? like just out of nowhere, I said, you know what? You should wear lingerie. That's not what the fuck happened.
And what did I do on Monday?
I understand, but
I
like,
wore lingerie
but
under her bed.
Oh, that's so funny.
It didn't help all. And then she says, and then this one jumps in. Oh, well, let me tell you. And then you even said this. I don't even remember what it was about. That's and then you just, so you know, funny. I was like, but and thank God Esther was just like, I'm just going to be quiet. This isn't going to go like, well.
Let's just say Esther doesn't dip her toe in the pool. Okay.
Yeah, she didn't even want to show up
Esther
today.
Esther doesn't know how to swim. Let's just say that.
I wanted to show you. Not pasties? Only do I have. Yeah. You want to say consent?
Yeah. Got consent.
Hit their pasties.
Oh, they look great. God. You're so lucky. That what? Could really have been a mangled mess. My kid? She had boob job and then she got rid of the boob job.
He knows. He was there the day after I took my titties out.
I was trying to look. I was trying to see it.
No, I mean, I get it.
You're like, no, medically, I would like to see. I'm curious.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, look, as a dude, we have such a stupid perspective on breast surgery, you know, and I talking to a friend of mine one time, and she rocked my world with how she said it, because it's like, you know, she had big titties that were fake, you know, and she said, I got rid of them because I was just tired of the attention. Now, a guy perspective means, what do you mean you're tired of the attention? That's why you got them. You want to have big, you know, and then she said to me, she was like, no, I just wanted to, I wanted to feel like a woman. I wanted to wear dresses a certain way. I wanted to, you know, I just, you know, being, you know, and I was like, oh.
They do look so good in shirts. Like, yeah. I do love a covered
fake titty.
They
did it on me. It made me look like.
Well, it just turned you into a different thing. And if you have the self-esteem you have, right?
Yeah.
Which
it doesn't,
terrible.
You're good. You've worked on it though. So it's like, you can take a compliment, but people that have like true low self-esteem, when someone calls them hot, it like almost hurts them. Cause it's that's not how I feel.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that's mostly what you nailed it right there.
We all feel that.
I feel like, great. You guys can compliment me all you want. I know I'm amazing. It took a while to get here, but. No, Taylor Hanson's taking over.
Oh, I just watched an old concert of the Hanson brothers, and oh my God, Annie, identical.
I know, I'm not kidding. Like people think it's like a hacky thing to say that I look like. I was in middle school when they.
Do
came
you remember
out,
like, Bop?
Yeah,
I looked.
They were original. Like they broke the mold of the boy band because they actually wrote and played their own instruments.
I know they were like little Christian boys. They were like the Georges.
Wait, but they now play with like the Philharmonic. Like they're legitimate musicians.
They also got married when they were about 13. They all have like 27 kids. I was like, okay, boys.
That,
like,
that
they didn't
sense.
Succumb to the lifestyle.
Good for them.
And you know what they also did when they wore rollerblades? They wore their knee pads and their helmets. Like, how funny is it to be a boy band that's all brothers that look like girls and to wear all of your protection in the video? It's so funny.
What I wanted to show you guys was actually not my titty, but a very iconic shirt that I've had for a long, long time. And it's a vintage Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty shirt.
Oh, it's a very cute.
Well, it's a Conway Titty
are.
Shirt now.
Twitty, because we did tweak those titties, did we not?
Yeah, you can sell. That could be your merch. Conway titty.
What did you think? What do you think? What was your expectation of when I told you, like, I got my implants removed? What did you think they were going to look like?
I thought they were going to be like empty bags, like a bean bag that needs a refilling.
And they just look like
they look great.
Small,
they look
like regular.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought to myself, it was like, you know, you were just like this busty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember first meeting her and Bobby brought you around. I was like, oh, brother.
We were all pretty surprised.
Yeah, I was all brother. And then she was very like also overly sexual. You know what I mean? Yeah. Kalila, roll the tapes.
I stand by what I said. I take back my apologies.
No. The way you would hug people, like I remember you gave me a hug one time and it was like full body hug.
Hang on, Eric. When you have double D's, you don't have a choice. Also, by the way, I give the best fucking hugs.
What are you talking about? I'm down 40 pounds.
You actually don't have titties.
You don't have titties.
You have a belly still. But
yeah.
It's looking better though.
By the way, this is the hardest part to lose when you're losing weight. You lose weight like this. So I'm shaped like an ostrich. You know what I mean?
I like an ostrich. You know? That's an ostrich that's in the orchestra.
So like that's what happens. The hardest part. That's the part that goes. So when I'm losing weight, it always starts in my face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then like it starts to go here.
You are like a cute bird.
Then my leg. Yeah. Then it's like right here is where I have like to like the hardest part.
Rotisserie chicken.
Yeah. These are skinny legs.
Yeah, it's the hardest part to lose.
But I think that's what happens, especially when you get older.
Yeah.
Like the fat loss sort of switches, and he's right. It does stay in the center a little longer.
I want to go cool sculpting and see if that works.
Let's just you say, go guys, yeah, when I get a flat tire, I got a spare, all right? I know.
Annie, here.
Bang, 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 bang.
Something happened to me this morning.
It feels like a bad radio show. Bam, 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 bam. And he said a joke.
Something happened to me this morning that I desperately need your advice on.
Uh-oh.
I got a phone call from a very sad 9-month pregnant wife of a friend of mine.
Uh-oh.
Basically saying like, what is he up to? You saw him this weekend. What was his behavior like? And I didn't know that she was 9 months pregnant and about to pop.
Is she fat?
No.
What do you mean you didn't know? You haven't talked to her 9 months?
Well, no, that's how little he, when I asked him, how's your wife? He was like, she's just a possessive bitch.
Oh, got it.
And I'm like,
she's always trying to get me to like, put a crib together and paint a wall blue.
So he's a monster.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Here's
just
the thing.
That story already lets me know.
He was
you
my friend,
know.
Annie. Okay. This is something you would have done because it's like we're very tied into our friendships that we made in high school.
Yeah.
He was a friend, a boy that I knew in high school.
I hadn't seen him.
I have some questions before you finish this story.
Never hooked up with him.
Okay, that's first question.
Bro, he was
did you give
total
him sexual
bro.
Full body hugs?
Never full sexual body hugs.
Yeah. I don't care what you say. It was real sexual. First time she hugged me. It was one of those where I was like, "Ooh, this is too much."
No, they want that. It's projection.
It's projection. I'm going to leave it at that.
I almost kicked her in the face.
Not the face.
Not the face. Please,
the
not
tits,
the face.
Make the tits grow.
And
okay,
so
you never, but did, wait.
Yeah.
Was that by your choice or you both had, was it mutual or was he always trying to get with you and you were one of those like, oh, you're just my friend. Did he want you?
When I was younger, I never perceived it like that. It was always a bro sister thing. I was going through a lot and he was just a nice boy.
Okay, got it.
Okay, and so about a month ago, he was like, hey, I'm going to be in LA. Remember Danny? Danny used to be our old drug dealer. Well, just marijuana. But and he's like, well, let's all get together. I haven't been down in LA, haven't seen you in 20 years. So I was like, yeah, sure. And on the night out on Saturday, I invited Gilbert. I invited Bobby. Neither of them wanted to fucking meet me there because I always like protection. I never want to see someone after 20 years. I don't know what they're about.
Hello,
so I need friends,
bitch.
Right?
Can I tell you something right now? If I hadn't seen you in 20 years.
Yeah.
And I walked in and you looked like that.
I didn't look like this, though. I wore jeans and a t-shirt.
No, I'm just saying
just
the way you look in general. But I'm just saying the way you look in general. I'm just saying he was probably blown away.
Well, I was not dressed like a hot girl. I made sure to not dress like a hot girl because I was alone and in downtown LA. So I'm like, I'm not going to play that game.
Did you wear your bathing cap from the last episode?
With my goggles?
Bathing cap.
I mean, wow.
Can you even
that
imagine?
Thumbnail.
Just say
criminal.
You don't want to fuck me.
Criminal.
It's like, don't do all that.
Wait, does Gabby do the thumbnails? You bitch. She's sabotaging us.
How good was that, though? I looked like a straight up condom head.
I was really proud of you. I was impressed.
Thank you.
It was beautiful.
Well, that was my whole life. I can't escape the fact that that's what swimmers look like.
No, I have a bathing cap. I'm sure. I got one online. A you can find
cap?
Me.
Swim cap.
We
yeah.
Swimmers.
We had an Olympic episode. Aren't you happy?
I was on the swim team when I was whatever age I was. I stopped because I didn't want to shave my body.
We want you to, actually. We would like you to join the swim team because that's a lot.
It is what it is. But
you could potentially take 8 seconds off your best time.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It was ridiculous. That's what they were saying to me.
Yeah.
You're a good swimmer, but you need to. I was like, nah, I don't love this that much.
I wanted to win so bad, I shaved my asshole. Like, I shaved every single, I shaved my toe hairs,
well,
everything.
What was going on in your asshole? That it was that taking off time?
Oh, that's at least 3 seconds off my best time. I don't know if you know. It's well that's known. Visual.
CBD isn't about what you feel. It's about what you don't feel. Stress, anxiety, pain.
Feels is a premium CBD that will help to keep your head clear and feel your best. It's hassle-free, delivered directly to your door. CBD naturally helps reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and big thing for us, sleeplessness.
But seriously, I mean, I'm like, for real, this is for reals, feels, it. This is the CBD. There's a million CBDs out there, but I'm telling you, like, I need a little edge when I come to this podcast. Mm-hmm. If I take it before, it's not a good, I'm telling you, like it's so relaxing.
There's no hangover or addiction. Place a few drops of feels under your tongue and feel the difference within minutes. The thing to remember about CBD is that finding your right dose is important and everyone's dose is different.
In fact, Feels offers a free CBD hotline that will help guide your personal experience so that you can find the perfect dose. The Feels customer service team is dedicated to making sure you get the best use of your CBD.
Start feeling better with Feels. Become a member today by going to feels.com/Tuesday and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's feals.com/Tuesday to become a member and get 50% automatically taken off your first order with free shipping. Feels.com/Tuesday. You guys, these big wireless providers, there's always a catch.
You know.
So when we first heard about Mint Mobile and how they offer premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month, we thought, what's the catch? But after speaking with them and using their service, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they're the first company to sell wireless service online only. By cutting out retail stores, there's no crazy overhead costs that get passed down to you in any form, no mystery fees. Instead, Mint just passes on sweet savings direct to you.
I finally got to get off my dad's family plan.
For people looking for extra savings, Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for just, listen to this, $15 a month.
$15.
Do you know how much I used to freaking pay on my, just on my solo data plan alone? $148. Not anymore. Not worth it. All plans with Mint Mobile come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your same phone number along with all of your existing contacts. And
if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has you covered with their 7-day money-back guarantee.
Switch to Mint Mobile and get premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month. That's just $15 a month.
Yeah, what are you spending $15 on? Everything.
It's like two coffees?
It's nothing.
To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/Tuesday. That's mintmobile.com/Tuesday. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Tuesday.
That was a visual right there. Okay, so you walk into the restaurant.
We call it a tuft.
I like your ass tuft. Hair. Don't Thank listen you. To him.
So anyways.
He's a sexist.
Here we go.
Remember when I go, your arm hair is offensive?
I'm anti.
I go, your arm hair is offensive because it is what it is. But your ass hair is disgusting.
Yeah. No, the way she said it was disgusting.
I think
Thank
it's
you.
Beautiful.
Don't take it's me braided. Out of context. You have to show me the name of this fucking it's show.
Out of context? Let's do it.
Out of context.
You guys, will you just fucking listen to my story?
You're the one that went on a fucking tangent about your hairy asshole.
We always let you finish your stories on
it's
this podcast.
Tuft of hair.
Oh, you want to make it?
A tuft.
Okay.
Just for the imagery. Anyways, so I did go out. I hung out with this person and my ex-drug dealer for an hour of my life. Mm-hmm. And it was a good time. But who I saw was not the same person I knew 20 years ago. This person was looking to party and looking to fuck and looking to misbehave. And All I know was that he was married. He has a kid. And
that tells
I
me
asked
also
him,
he always wanted you. That's
yeah,
what
I'm sure
me.
He did.
Okay, he's well, I'm glad I rolled up looking you. Like a fucking dude is what I'm saying. Well, and so when I saw his behavior, I asked him, I was like, wait, like, you know, what is it? Like, how's your wife? How's your family? And basically I was like, oh, she's possessive. And I was like, no, she's not possessive. If she knew how you were behaving, right. like based on what I'm seeing, I was like, she's not possessive. She's correct.
Yeah, she's her intuition is driving her fucking crazy.
Well, I got a message this morning, a long essay. And it's his wife. She's 9 months pregnant. And she basically said, I saw the messages he was sending you on Facebook. He's like, she was like, you were super appropriate. And, but I want to know, like, you know, he's like, I'm desperate. I've been with him for 15 years. Like, I'm about to pop. Like, something has changed in him in the last 3 months. And I didn't know what to say. So I said, hey, call me. I don't want to have to explain myself on text. And I was like, I think
and
that you should
deny it to him. I didn't say anything. What are you talking about?
That's where her mind goes. See what I mean? And like so, a tricky bitch over here.
No, I don't trick. I don't trick.
And I didn't, I felt so bad. She was crying. And I was like, look, like, trust your intuition. I was like, I haven't seen him in 20 years. I don't know what his baseline behavior was, but he's not the person I knew 20 years ago. And I was like, you're 9 months pregnant. If you're about to pop tomorrow, like, he should have been with you. Right. Not to insert myself here, but like, homegirl, like, trust yourself is basically what I told her. And now I feel guilty that I said that.
No, you have to, because she asked you. It's like, you have to tell the truth. It's like,
I do, right?
Yeah, of course.
Well, it's not even just that. It's okay for you to feel empathy and put yourself in the situation. If you were in a similar situation, you're saying, I would feel that way too. And you know what I mean? It's
yeah,
fine.
It's not your job to,
what are you
like,
supposed
control,
to do?
Yeah. It's not your job to control her, like, having positive emotions. It's your job to answer her.
Well, should I have answered at all, or should I just stayed out of it?
Like, She asked you. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, and I was like, wait, I'm a girl's girl. Like, if I were in her shoes, I just put myself in her
you,
shoes.
You, like, could have ghosted, but it's like, why?
Yeah, now, that would have made it, I think that you would be sitting here going, it would have been a different question. You would have been asking us, should I have said something? That's what you would be doing right now if you didn't. So either way, you followed your instinct and you did what you needed to do.
I think you got it. I just try to be honest. And it's like, he's doing the thing. It's like, I do that too, where I'm like, I'm always like protecting someone's bad behavior. I'm like, why am I protecting him?
Yes. And so that's what I thought in the past, because, you know, I've always been friends with dudes.
Yes. That's always happened.
And it's like, wait a second. Like, why am I being such a fucking pick me girl and like defending these dudes' bad behavior when, and I know they're my friends, but at the same time, it's like,
I had a, when I was in my most heightened, triggered, like accepting my trauma that had happened to me. I mean, I was fucking livid. It was like, I don't know, 5 years ago or something. I mean, I was just like, so I had just realized that everything that happened to me did not happen to everyone.
Yeah.
And that, like, it wasn't my fault. And I was just like, everyone, like, just so upset. I went on a podcast and I said, I don't want dick pics. I was like, I do not like dick pics. And some guy sent me a dick pic right after that. I took a screenshot of it and I posted it onto his Facebook page. And he freaked out and started calling. I don't know how he had Kurt's number, but he had Kurt Metzger's number on his podcast. Yeah. And so he freaked out. He's like, I'm a teacher. Like, she needs to take it down or whatever. I'm like, no. You sent the thing. Yeah. I said I don't want something. Like, the insult happened when you sent the thing.
Yeah.
Whatever happens after that is not my fucking problem. It's like my choice to do with that information what I want to do.
Yeah. And I think what ultimately how I feel about this whole thing is exactly that. Where it's like, if you were to call me and say, hey, why the fuck would you even like open your mouth? I'm like, dude, like, I don't have, I'm just knowing you again. I just met you for an hour. I didn't know that you had a 9.5 month fucking pregnant wife at home. Had I known that piece of information, I wouldn't have gone out with you.
I wouldn't have hung out with you at all. Yeah. Like, why are you here?
Yeah. Like, why are you here getting like absolutely demolished and then showing me pics of like women you've hooked up with? I'm like, I wouldn't. And anyways, it was just really sad. And
that. So now it's like, did you tell her that part?
No.
Well, you just did.
Well, she'll watch it.
I basically said, like, I was like, he looks like a guy, like, spiraling in some way. And I was like, that's really all, like, I can say. Like, that was my perception of everything.
Well, they're obviously going through something.
Oh, I just felt, like, the heartache in her voice, and I just felt, like, really sick about it this morning. Yeah.
Well, I met a guy once who was, like, at a wedding, and he was trying to say he was in an open marriage, and I was not having it anyway, you know. Yeah. But he was like, yeah, I'm in an open marriage. And I was like, does she know? Like, I fucking hate that shit. Like, yeah, you're in an open marriage. But he had all these kids and stuff, and he was saying to me, like, he's like, yeah, we just don't have sex or whatever. And I was trying to be like, all right, I'll listen to this guy. I'll be like a woman that's not his wife. Yeah. I'll hear him out. Not interested in fucking him at all. But he was like, he's like, yeah. And it's just like, we never have sex anymore. And I was like, oh, well, why don't you like try to like do stuff for her so she wants to fight? And he goes, no, it's I don't want to fuck her. And I was like, oh, fuck you. God. I was like, oh, I'm so over this. I don't feel bad for you. And he's like, yeah, it's just after she had the kids. And I know that's like a real thing that happens to guys where, but fuck you. That's your problem. That's not the girl's problem.
Oh my God, that's exactly what his wife said to me this morning. She's like, you know, I'm on my second kid. My body has changed. My self-esteem is really low. She's like, I just want to know the truth. And I'm like, oh.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is your response always, here comes a guy in whatever setting. Mm-hmm. And he's clearly trying to get with you. You entertain this? Or is there ever anything in you just to be like, this is not going to happen?
Yeah.
But I'm saying like, do you ever do that? Or if you don't, why not?
Sometimes I do it and sometimes I don't, right? So sometimes it's like, it depends on what the situation is. Like if it's someone who is like I'm working with, you kind of have to like, there's a dance you have to do. I mean, it's like there's guys always are always doing some bullshit, but it's like it's just like you just be gross.
She's right. There's always a dance.
Because it's like, I'm not going to fucking me too. I'm not going to be like, this guy is attracted to me or whatever. It's like, he's just like shooting a shot. I let people shoot their shot once.
Same.
If they do it again, I'm like, and I've already said no. That's like, that's a fucking
violation. That's a problem. And he's 1,000% correct. It's like, I'm not supposed to assume that he knows I have a boyfriend. He's shooting his shot, right? So in that moment, I'm polite and I take on like whatever advances he's putting on because he doesn't know. But in that moment where he's like asking for my number and I'm just like, hey, like, no thanks. Like, you know, I'm not interested. I don't even say I have a boyfriend. I just say I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Only because it's like, I'm not saying no because I have a boyfriend. I'm saying no because it's no.
Well, there's like back in the day, you know what I mean?
That's a whole different thing because that makes him feel like if the boyfriend was out
exactly.
of the picture.
Right. Yeah. And then sometimes it's like, sometimes you're like, maybe I do want to just give this guy the ego thing. And it's like, sorry, I'm just like not available now or whatever. You know, just like let them feel fine and then they go off.
Sometimes, yeah.
And that's like, who knows? That's like from whatever my own bullshit is from with my dad, my brothers and guys I dated when I was a kid.
Well, it's, even in that moment, there, like when I was younger, I used to feel codependent where I'm like, I don't want anyone to walk away feeling bad.
Yeah.
But like, as I've gotten a little bit like where I am now, I'm just like, I'm just too tired to take care of anyone's feelings anymore.
And it's better for them too, right? To know like, to know the truth. I mean, you should know what your batting average is. You should know the truth about it.
And surprisingly,
I would always prefer, I prefer somebody just being like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, cool. Boom. Done.
Well, you know what? A lot of guys actually take it pretty well.
Exactly. Like,
they take it pretty well. A lot of guys are like, okay, cool, thank you.
That's what I'm trying to say. I think that, like, I feel like you're going to get the visceral response that you probably need anyway. Like, so I'm saying, like, if you go, no, and if the guy's like, well, fuck you, then it's like, well, see, this is why I'm saying no.
Yeah. I just go.
Or a guy's going to be like,
I had a guy, so I had a producer guy that hit on me, this project I was working on, and I would get like, I was going in like not every time, you know, like, so I wasn't like a regular writer on the show and he fucking leaned in for a kiss and I was so pissed. And I immediately like, I was like, no, dude, so annoyed. It's just so annoying. It's like, you're in like, you are the one that hires me. Like, fuck you. And so I was so annoyed because I used to have so much fun with him. I used to like hang out with him all the time. And it was like, are you serious, dude? And then the minute I was single, he did that. And then I was like, all right, shoot your shot, whatever. Maybe you just like me. And then
it wasn't maybe, obviously liked you.
Yeah,
I know. It's not always like, but it's just the fucking so annoying. It's like, can we do it when the fucking show's over? But and also, can we not do it? I didn't want to do it anyway. But so I was like, no. And then I left and then I texted him. I was like, so when am I coming in the room again? Like immediately, like I'm not like forfeiting my fucking job. I'm just like, hey, remember we worked together and I'm coming in.
The other end of that, though, is there are moments that Annie and I talk about where it's like, it's very clear someone's coming on to you and you say no. But when I have a girl's night out, the rules change a little bit. And the rules change on the dance floor. So I always tell Bobby this. I call it it's called HF, which is heavy flirting. But I take no numbers. I take no names. I don't even look at their fucking faces.
Thought that made a hoe form.
I thought it was heavy flow. I'm like, oh my God, she's bleeding on them? That's great.
And so let's say, for instance, I'm dancing. There's someone behind me. And I'm just dancing. I will, I will grind up on whatever dick there is behind me, not even turn around to look at their face. The song is over. I walk straight forward. There's no exchange of words. There's no exchange of anything. It's just having a good time with
just
your girl.
Just going out on the how town many guys and
right
a,
now? How many guys right now watching this or like hoping they see her at a dance club? Or
like,
now.
I'd love to get I those even... Kalila blue balls.
Yeah, she's like, there's Kalila. They got sweatpants on with no underwear.
I'm imagining her doing it, but it's square dance. Like, I don't think you have to touch their dicks in square dance, Kalila.
Or it's a wedding thing. Glad to the left. And glad to the right.
It's a fucking...
cha-cha electric, real fast.
The electric slide.
But Bobby is so not threatened by anything at all. Like, even when I was like, sweetie, please come with me to see an old friend of mine. He's like, please, please, please don't make me go. Please don't make me go. And I was like, what if like he's into me? He's like, I don't give a shit. Please don't make me go.
That's why, so funny.
Yeah, I totally get that energy. I don't want to go see you, some guy from high school. Just
go. Get so sad.
Yeah, it's like, why?
You don't want to see the life leave the eyes of a man when you show up with a guy. You know what it is, though? You know what we need to work on? Because I'm actually getting a lot, like, these questions you're asking are interesting because I think I've done so much work on myself just in the past, like, few years that I would have a completely different situation.
Well, you know what I want to say about what you were saying earlier is, and what I appreciate about you in this moment is especially because this is layered, it's nuanced, because, like, it's you having a good time with a guy you work with. There is some chemistry because you're having a good time, all right? So is there a possibility, like, and it's like what you're talking about is, hey, let's be professional. So, yeah, we're having this thing, let's be professional. So maybe, like, outside of work, if you want to take a shot, cool. If I want to say at that point, hey, listen, I really enjoy working with you, but I don't want to, I'm not romantic with you like that. Then it's like on the other person to be like, all right, you know what? Yeah, I'm into
if
you
I
like that, but I think we have
work
a good
from
work.
Him, like if he stopped bringing me in, that's a fuck.
That's
me
a
too.
Fucking
exactly.
That's a me too.
That's what I'm
but
saying.
But the thing also is, it's like, okay, so Louis in his apology said this, and I thought this was actually so good. In his apology, he said, when I was asking these girls, what I thought I was doing was asking these girls a question, but what I realized now is I was presenting them with a predicament. And that's something that I was like, oh, that kind of like felt like rung true, where I was like, in these working environments, when you are kind of afraid of that, and it's like, it is a comedy room. So it's like, and you're right, we do have chemistry, but I'm like, dude, I'm fucking crushing in this room right now. Like, do not ruin this thing because you want to get your dick wet. It's like, it's not like he was on one knee proposing to me. It's like he was trying to fuck me at a party. You know what I mean? It's dude, like, but I had to, and my ex-boyfriend helped me with this because I used to get so offended when guys hit on me. I thought it meant they didn't think I was funny, right? Like, I thought it was like, you know, all of these, like, the bullshit guys tell you when you're coming up and you're doing well, and they're like, it's just because you're a girl. And I'm like, I'm fucking funnier than you, dude. Like, I'm sorry, I was funnier than these fucking guys. But then it gets in your head eventually, and you go, wait, am I only getting things because everyone's trying to fuck me, you know? And then, so I had this thing in my head where I felt like when guys hit on me, it meant they didn't think I was funny or respect me. Oh. And what I realized is that's not, I mean, that's just, like, from my own past shit with...
I get it.
Molested. but it's like... What he taught me was he's like, no, they could be, they're probably just more attracted to you because they think you're funny. So it's not like, there is a way to be like, oh, I'm going to take the compliment of this and just like tell them the truth and not worry about their feelings, but just like tell them the truth rather than trying to like maneuver around it. But it's.
See, I feel like it should be dealt with. I mean, I feel like people should have more open communication about this. I think instead of like denying, like I never was when I was younger, I'd be the kind of person I'd be like that guy. Pretending like I'm your friend. Mm-hmm. And then a year later, I'm like, I love you. I've always loved you.
and it's so
fucking annoying. Right? I know how annoying that is, right? So when I was like, had more confidence in myself, I would be like, nah, I'm not trying to be your friend.
Right.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't let people dictate the terms of a relationship to me.
Right.
I don't get friend zoned because I'm like, nah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get with you.
You're getting way blacker.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm like, we're getting
I'm just
really
saying, it
again
annoys me
part.
When I hear guys talk about like, she's got me in the friend zone. No, you staying in the friend zone. Yeah. It is totally okay to tell somebody no. Because first of all,
you know what it is?
You can't just be my friend. Mm-hmm. You know how what it means to build a friendship? You can't just tell me, oh, we're friends now. No, I don't know you like that. Mm-hmm. You know, so no, I'm trying to get with you. So you deal with that.
Yeah.
You have to put it. And then if you go, and then so if you say, well, I don't want to do that. The other person has to have some maturity to be like, you know what? This chick's talented. I like how we work together. Mm-hmm. I like what she does. I just have to deal with my attraction. But I don't say you deny it.
Yeah.
The dude's into you because you were great.
Yeah.
You know, you were funny and you were attractive and you guys had good chemistry. He just needs to learn how to deal with working with somebody you mm-hmm. feel that way about.
It's just like, it does feel like such a, like a weird betrayal that when you're like not expecting it, it's the same as the friend thing. Like yeah. when it's like, so you've been friends with me this long or we've been working, like, it's just like, that's what your intentions were this yeah. whole time. It's like, oh, it's so annoying. No, however,
but I'm saying to go in on that right. before, I don't want to cut you off, but I just want to, cause this is great.
You can cut me off.
No. It's just,
I do it.
So it's just that.
Annie, we both know we're both carrying a credit balance month after month.
Listen, I got back pain carrying this debt around, all right?
If you dread looking at your credit card statements like I do, you're not alone. Debt can feel absolutely crippling.
In fact, we should do that as a segment. I would love to read your credit card statements. You would go crazy. Mine would be a lot of crab legs.
Upstart has been a godsend. Upstart can help you on your path to financial freedom. Upstart is the fast and easy way to pay off your debt with a personal loan all online. Whether it's paying off credit cards, consolidating high interest debt, or funding personal expenses, over 500,000 people have used Upstart to get one fixed monthly payment.
Unlike other lenders, Upstart considers your income and current employment to find you a smarter rate for your loan.
Oh, where was Upstart when I needed it 10 years ago? With a
Where was it 10 days? Oh, wait, I have it.
With a 5-minute online rate check, you can see your rate upfront for loans between $1,000 to $50,000. You can receive funds as fast as one business day after accepting your loan. Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/Tuesday. That's upstart.com/Tuesday. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Go to upstart.com/Tuesday. If you're anything like me, shopping for new clothes can be needlessly stressful.
It's so, honestly, it's so annoying. I don't want to wait in lines. Listen, if our pandemic told us anything, we don't have to go outside anymore, okay?
We don't. Certainly not for clothes.
I'm not waiting in line for clothes.
So why not let Stitch Fix make it easy by doing the work for you, and you can spend time doing the things you actually love instead. Stitch Fix offers clothing hand-selected by expert stylists for your unique size, style, and budget. It's a completely different and fun way to find clothes that you like. Hold on. It's a completely different and fun way to find clothes that you will love to wear. Every piece is chosen just for you. Every piece is chosen for your fit and your life, and it's the easy solution to finding what makes you look and feel your best.
And try on pieces at home before you buy. Keep what you love and return what you don't. Stitch Fix has free shipping, easy returns and exchanges, and a prepaid return envelope is included. Because let's be real, if it's not, nothing's getting returned.
On top of that, my favorite part is there's no subscription required. You can try Stitch Fix just once or set up automatic deliveries. You'll pay just $20 styling fee for each box, which gets credited towards pieces you keep, and there are no hidden fees ever. Get started today at stitchfix.com/Tuesday, and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/Tuesday for 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. stitchfix.com/Tuesday.
It's like that I don't think that should be what you think, but I understand why you think that way. And that's what I'm saying on the other side. Guys, you know, deal with your feelings. So it's like, no, that's not the reason. Because it's like, I can understand a guy, and if I'm in that situation, I'm just saying, well, damn, this is like, why not? And my response to that is always, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Mm-hmm.
But don't ignore the fact that you want it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Just deal with those feelings.
That's the most important thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Is to like not be threatened by your attraction towards other people, because what happens is that people think they always have to act on their feelings. And sometimes you just gotta feel it without opening your fucking mouth. Yeah. And I always tell Bobby this, like,
or legs, ladies.
Or legs. But it's like,
that's the hard part.
It's like, do I believe that Bobby has only ever had feelings for me in the 8 years I've been with him? Unlikely. Does he believe that I've only had like attraction for him? Of course not. But it's like, I'm not threatened by either end of that.
I like how it was like, not likely. And then hers is, of course not.
But
you see that distinction there?
There's a distinction. But it's like, if I'm just not threatened by it because I'm a fucking human being, right, and it's always going to exist. I just don't act on it because right, I'm mature enough to know where
trust,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had like, I've had guys that like before I was dating Todd, we were like so fucking flirty. Like it was like, yeah, I'm like twirling my hair and spinning around them. And now when I see them, it's like, hey, sir. You know, like it's like, I just won't like, I just, it's just, that's not like what yeah, is in this world for me anymore.
I remember, you guys remember that show, My So-Called Life?
Yes.
My so-called
second season. You can still do it.
I know. My So-Called Life is literally a perfect show. It was a perfect show. But there was a scene in the show where
I want to start just like gunning myself.
Okay, remember the girl? So she has her pretty friend.
Rayanne.
The other
good
one.
Girl.
The good girl.
I forgot
her name. But so she had sex with her boyfriend, okay?
Right.
And
the football player.
And then she said something that was so great, because she was saying like, once you let a guy have sex with you, he then thinks that he can have it all the time.
I was just talking about this with my hypnotist.
You know what I mean? This is weird. So, and this is what we're talking about right now. It's just a perspective you need to have. Just, you know, so it's like, because that's a guy thing. It's like, hey, we fucked.
Yeah.
So now we fucking now.
Well, I used to have a joke about when I was first doing comedy, I was like, you know, 27. I was like, I'm not ready. I'm 27. I'm not ready. Cause you do, it's almost like you just don't, once you fuck them, it's like, yeah, you have this like responsibility.
You're saying as a female perspective, you feel like, well, now I'm saying again, we really got to get to a point of communication where it's just like, just because I did this, but I don't want to do it again, or I don't want to do it all the time, or hey, just because I had a weak moment, moving forward though, I would like it to be more romantic now, or whatever it is like that. I mean, that's just what happens.
Can I raise my gun real quick?
Go ahead.
How much better would our show have been, that pilot, if we could have had real perspectives?
I know, but the thing is like the guy that was making it, he just wasn't. Like, it was like they tried to like mash something together, and I knew the potential. I said the potential could have been
this
like,
this would be a great fucking show.
That's what I'm saying.
This is a, guys, if you want a show about two Uber drivers that are actually comedians that are driving people to go meet up with their ex, what was it like? They were like, we were like going to bring people back together.
No, it was just about like, I don't even, at this point now, it's so muddled in my head that I'm just like, whatever, what, but it was guys and girls, you know, different perspectives, yeah, dealing with like, and it just didn't go the way we wanted it to go.
Clearly.
You know?
To hell it went. You know?
But it was just, the potential was there. I mean, I thought we had good whatever it was. But that show, I'm just saying, like, that's just, by the way, most romantic moment in TV history to me was when they're walking down the hallway and she, you know, he wasn't acknowledging that
they were together.
They were dating.
And they hold hands.
And she has that look on her face.
He did the lean, I'm telling you, do you know how many guys I wasn't attracted to got me sopping wet because they did the Jordan Catalano lean? It's like, this is what you have to do. You have to lean in. This is actually Me Too now. But if a girl is like against a wall and the guy would lean in, he would just like, he would take your personal space from you a little bit and then not say something hot. Like just say something like, do you like pickles or whatever? I mean, that actually sounds like a sexual thing, but like, you know, like, do you want a sandwich? Like, it was just like, yes, the lean. Oh my God. Some girl, by the way, came to my show in Buffalo and her name is Jordan Catalano.
Oh my God. And God, Jordan, I feel like I've missed out on an entire.
You can still watch this.
I'm going to watch
this. Listen, there's every character in this show is somebody that you know.
It never made it to the Philippines.
Oh man, this was such a great
show. Let's watch.
What a tragedy.
Recaps.
You really should.
Esther's never seen any TV show except The Twilight Zone, too. Right. So she'll, and
what?
Oh, we should watch TV. I don't know.
We should do an episode by episode recap.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's literally my
dream. Please zoom me in for that, because I love that show.
We should. Yes, we should. Because honestly, Eric,
I love that show.
I say this all the time. I think my life would be completely different if there was a second season of that show.
Oh.
Wait, there was only one?
Yes, because it was a nightmare what happened. Listen, you're going to watch that show and you're going to be like, I need to know what happens to these people.
But why was there only one season?
I read a book that was like, the woman wrote a book. I read a book that was like supposed to be the second.
Like, but there was like, it was like a whole lot of things. It was contracts. It was like, at that particular time too, shows needed to get like 20 million views to be like, you know, that show now would be the best show on TV with the views that they got.
I remember hearing too that it was actually targeted towards parents. It was supposed to be like more about like the parents
and
like,
how they deal. Oh, it was so.
Were you upset when the mom cut her hair? I was.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It was triggering because my mom went that route too.
But it dealt with everything like marriage problems, gay.
Yes. Guns in school.
Guns in school. It dealt with like, it dealt with so many different issues. And insecurities.
And Jared Leto as Joey Catalano.
Unrequited love.
He was the fucking hottest. Pressure to have sex, like he took her to a party. I was like, he was so hot. And it's like, I think it also, I'm not kidding. I think I dated guys that like couldn't read because I was like, it was another, remember they dealt with literacy.
Oh yeah, he couldn't read.
And then I was like, I need only idiots. I would only date guys that were like the stupidest.
It was just such a great show.
I gotta watch it.
I love
it.
A good TV show that moves you.
Thank you so much because I've never felt more validated because I'm getting to this like age in life when people are like, what are you talking about?
On that note.
You know what? You feel old, but just real quick, you know, when you realize you're getting old, you know, sometimes you just, things happen. Because I had this funny thing with Rachel, like we both felt really old. So I got this gift bag, and it's actually a cooler and a bag. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So like when you open it up, like you can keep Red Bulls and stuff.
Yeah, like a Trader Joe's little bag cooler thing.
So I said, Rachel, here, you can have this. So she took everything out of the bag, and she's now using it as her purse. And she put like a little thing of grapes in it, and she's telling me, she's like, oh my God, the grapes were still cold. And I was like, you're so old now. Like that's an old, like if you were like 14 and your mom was like, look at my bag, you'd be like, Mom, that's a cooler. And she was just like, you just realize the things you think are cool now.
Yeah.
Like if you think about like young people are gonna look at you like, are you crazy? Like that's.
Well, also it's like, oh my God, you're not gonna believe how much sleep I got last night.
Right, guys. Right, right.
This was incredible. I went to bed at 9 p.m. last night.
Yeah, all the things that we as you get older, the things you think are like, holy, this is the stuff. That's when you feel like you're out. It's when you get out of touch. That's what being old is. It's just out of touch with what young people think is cool.
Yeah, or if you're like ice cream for breakfast, and then you're like, that's not. If you have ice cream for breakfast now, you're like, there's something.
And you start really talking about what it's going to do to you. Ooh, yeah. I'll be in the toilet.
I always do a vibe check with Jules. I'm like, Jules, how am I reading today? Yes. Old, young? Am I reading Gen X, Gen Z, millennial?
Am I reading Jenna?
Yeah, but with her, you're old. With her, you actually, because yes. You come in,
I have to be.
You're like this, you know.
I'm super mommy
momster.
It shocks you're a me monster. When you mentioned that she has a mother. I always keep. I don't know why in my head you're gonna like reveal to me at one point that you had her in high school. Kid.
I mean, look, it could have happened.
That would be something that would have been on my so-called life.
Oh, yes. Why there would have been a really toilet my baby? Kid. There would have been a toilet baby.
There would have been a toilet.
Rayanne would have had a toilet baby.
Oh. Rayanne.
Oh my God. Imagine Rayanne Jules was an alcoholic. Is my
you know what? Baby. You're the Rayanne in this.
I'm Rayanne.
Wait, did she really have a toilet baby?
No.
No, but she would.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That would have been
season. She was the bad girl, bad influence.
I think that's another reason I was a bad girl too. I mean, these shows had a lot. I also really liked
like watch Gia her around on... Bobby. She might.
No, I never was that part. I always. I never fought over Dick. You can have the dick.
I will say this about Annie.
I wasn't fighting over the dick. It would be about wanting something that you can't have.
Like, I had a friend that
she doesn't read that way at all. When I first met Annie, like her and I are very like, girl code is thick between us.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
No, like, I make sure people, I'm like, I would never.
And I am very.
Though I'm so attracted to Bobby and I just slide off the chair when I think about him. I just, you know, our friendship is more important.
Thank you so much, Rayanne.
What she basically just said is, thank God Bobby isn't hot at all.
No, I would never. I really am good at, it's almost like when I used to work at actually a restaurant called The Cowgirl, and I used to have to dress like this. There was karaoke on Fridays or one of the days. So I was so good at like, I can block music out. And I think it's the same way. Like I can, I'm not attracted to people.
Well, what happened to her, I will.
I think we can all do that.
Also,
some people can't.
It happened to you. You, when you were young, with Becky.
Right.
She had a best friend who took one of her boyfriends when she was really young. So that shit sticks with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you just.
It was so dirty. No, and you know what it was, though? It was what you were saying. It was like what Rayanne was doing, where it's like a jealousy of what someone else has.
Yes. And it ain't about the. It ain't exactly. Nothing. It had nothing to do with the guy.
Right.
Whether you're attracted or not, it's about like in our friendship. I have to be better than you.
Right. Mm.
You know, and that's a whole different vibe.
Ooh. And she was like, even if she wasn't better than her with school and stuff, she was like the sexual
one. I need to have this. You know what
I
mean?
Oh my God, Eric. No, but I'm you know so what?
Wait, why don't you guys start my so-called life podcast?
I know.
We just podcast. Do it. Right, just we just like it.
You know what I mean? George, set it up.
Done. George, let's do it.
We can all do it because I know exactly what you mean because I was thinking about like, because like the other day when I came here, she walks in with like lingerie on and a shawl.
And
very matronly.
It was very, yeah. She really ruined sad. It with a grandma
from
vibe.
Ross.
She had a cane. Just you know, like,
but for me, my first thought is like, what the fuck's going on here? Like, it wasn't even a thought to me to be like, well, damn, you know? And I think that a lot of that has to do with like, I knew subconsciously that is part of like my relationship with Bobby and, you know, my own thing. And I was just like, so you can be like that.
But can you also see
where we all can be like that.
But can you also see where when you said that she was giving sexual hugs, that maybe she wasn't giving sexual hugs? And no, maybe no, no. That
I could promise you from the bottom of my
his face is so funny right
from
now.
From the can bottom of my uterus.
No. You were a different person back then.
No. With all due respect, well, I like you very much as a here person. And never in my life have I ever perceived
it's
you
like
or
that.
Even wanted to give
like
you
that.
A sexual hug. I'm sorry if my D cup titties got in the way and made it sexual, but that's maybe why I took them out, because maybe dudes like you were perceiving it the wrong way.
Oh, it's me. Oh, it's my fault. Okay. So now I can't be gaslit? Okay.
You were almost going to...
You know what I'm talking... George!
Hey, it's time for a game, guys. We're going to play Mustache Ride or Nah.
Okay.
Mustache Ride
or Nah. Oh, yeah. Great segue.
Are we going to ride this mustache or not?
Is that what this is, George?
Yes. We have famous people with mustaches, men mostly, and in honor of the cowboy episode.
Now I hope that there's a woman in here just because you said that.
In honor of the cowboy episode, let's say, would you ride their mustache, Annie?
I mean, look, you could put a whole fucking dollop of shit in his mouth and I'd still ride.
I'm going to be so bad at this game because I'm not attracted to actors.
Doesn't he look like Benicio del Toro?
He
like
does
that?
A little bit. That's her boy.
That's my boy. Don't ever say Brad Pitt looks like a Benny.
Jillian Bell from Workaholics.
Yeah.
Loves that guy too.
Benicio? Because yeah. He looks so grimy and yes.
He looks like he's a choker, honestly.
I remember being on stage, I was in Canada, and it was like a few years back. And like Brad Pitt used to be like the joke you would make about like if the hottest guy around, you'd right. be like, oh, what are you, Brad Pitt? Yeah. Like Brad Pitt would be the joke.
Yeah, it's a Shania song.
You know, so I said to this girl in the crowd, like, oh, what are you, like something about Brad Pitt? And she was like, ew, isn't he like 40? And I was like, oh, fuck.
I was thinking about that
who's
too.
Who's the new hot guy now?
Well, Noah Centineo, do you guys want to know?
Yeah, who's that?
Noah Centineo is from All the Boys I've Loved Before. Have you seen that?
No.
With Lara Jean, come on, guys.
Let me see it.
I know all the hot young boys because Jules keeps me up to date.
Oh, but that's that generation.
But that's what that is.
Yeah, that's
you know
right,
what's funny
right,
though?
Right,
I'll watch.
Right.
Like,
I don't
like
know
she doesn't
are.
Even find, what's his name? From Drive.
That guy? No.
Yes, I swear to God, that's him.
No.
A couple other ones. But she doesn't even find, you know, Ryan Gosling was art. Like
Ryan Gosling. That's
yeah,
she,
Ryan Gosling.
But even he's now old.
He's old. Yeah, he's old now.
Shit! that's the one I was going to give you, Eric.
That's Ryan what I'm Gosling. Saying. That's what I'm saying. If Ryan Gosling's old now too, like who? Like
well,
that's
you know
when
what's
you're
funny.
It's when you're out of touch. That's what makes you old. Mm-hmm. I feel out of touch. I don't know who the hot guys are now.
I was watching. I was watching like these Disney movies with my nieces, and you know, like the Disney Channel movies. And they have the Descendants, which is all like the children of the heroes and villains of mm-hmm. Disney movies. And I'm like, oh, this like Captain Hook kid's fucking hot as shit. I'm like, am I allowed to be saying this fucking with like a 9-year-old? I'm like, oh my God. And I looked him up and he was 25. And I was like, oh my God, he's young. And then I realized my boyfriend's 27.
You live in the
he
dream,
Annie.
He was 25
Annie. And he looked like, but they, hell, but them, they do that. They do that, right?
They should do that. And I realize why they do it now. Well, they don't want aunties.
They don't want aunties confused about their feelings.
Yes. Oh my God, it's Eric Griffin.
It's Bobby.
If we had a baby, this is our baby.
Running.
Bobby
mustache
and I's baby.
Ride or not.
Yeah, Cheech Marin all day, all night. Yes, let me ride that mustache.
But that just looks right on him.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't look right on Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt was like obviously playing a role. This is like who
I know. That's
person.
What I'm saying. This is yeah. like his, yeah, yeah, okay.
He would feel, we would all feel like our dad when our dad shaved his mustache, you know? Did you ever have that where you're like, who are you?
I know.
But doesn't he still look amazingly young and the mustache doesn't age him like it does?
Wow, Cheech was hot.
He doesn't look like a papa in this.
Yeah.
But also, Cheech is at that sort of, that vagina level too. I think he's a short guy, so you wouldn't have to do much
wow.
to ride that.
I didn't
mustache.
Realize how hot he was.
But
nope.
Yeah, it's
not
a, nope
a chance.
For me.
It's too. Nope. It looks like my mustache, like legit.
Yeah.
And when the eyebrows are bigger than the mustache, nope.
Although I do like Cantinflas. Do you know what those are? That mm-hmm. style.
What's that?
It's with the. It's
right,
kind
that
of thinner.
Was Channing Tatum. I forgot our
was he
Tatum.
Ever like the you know. the guy.
He was never my guy.
That's what
you
I'm
know
saying.
What? I mean, honestly, I do like the idea of, you know what was fun? Watching him, knowing that he married Jenna Dewen, and then watching Step Up afterwards. That's and then pretty. it was like a documentary and watching them bang for the first time.
That was pretty
By
hot.
The way,
yeah.
Dancers
Have
banging?
You guys seen Sex Life on Netflix?
I haven't yet.
It. Is it good?
But I hear all about it.
So much fucking on that show. But just quick behind the scenes, she actually left her real husband and kids for that actor.
I will be watching it. They
actually
alone?
Got together in real life. So that Oof. So when you watch the show, you're going to be like, well, I get it. What they're doing it anyway.
So hot.
Very brandy.
So this is her husband on the right on the show, okay?
Yeah.
And then he's a great guy. He's good looking. They got a kid and, you know. And then this is her ex-boyfriend who's the bad boy who she can't
Stop
shake.
Fucking. Yeah.
She can't shake what yeah. it was. Mm-hmm. And anyways.
In real life, they're banging?
And in real life, they got together.
Oh, Ooh, shit. And I'll he left watching. His chick?
I don't know. But what they're doing on this show
yeah.
is like.
Now, when you and your girl watch the show, do you fuck?
We can't watch shows together because she doesn't have any patience.
Well,
she'll be on episode 4 and I'm still on episode 2. There are, and then we have like a big fight. Yeah. So we have our own lives.
If there is any like romance stuff that I watch or any shows that I watch from romance movies, I can never watch it with anyone, even Bobby, not with my sister.
Because you get like embarrassed?
No, because it's like I want to feel it for myself and myself
I know
only.
Exactly what you're yeah. saying.
I don't, it's like,
and I, then I don't want the guilt of feeling yeah. like, should I be thinking about you? Whatever. It's like, yeah. can I just have,
it's
I
a
love,
fantasy.
Yes.
Well, you don't yeah. want your girl looking at you like,
well, what are you liking yeah. this? And yeah. I have to watch it a certain
well,
way.
Well, my,
no matter what I'm, by the way, no matter what I'm watching, like you're watching my so-called life.
Well, I was just going to say, I had to watch it alone. I couldn't watch it with my parents.
Because you pick who you want to be in this.
But situation. I was watching like this, like, oh my God. I was like riding my heel, not knowing what I was doing.
Can you watch, you guys have to watch this show, and it's an Irish show. It's called Normal People. And I watched it twice through. It came out right during the beginning of the pandemic. And I cannot imagine watching that and enjoying it with Bobby. It is so emotional and so romantic and so sexual that I'm like, there's just no way. He would have took me out of it.
Yeah, sometimes you want to cry.
Yeah, and I cried so much sometimes, during the
yeah,
show.
Sometimes
yeah.
you want to cry. Sometimes you want to fantasize. Sometimes you want to just, and you just want to have that moment to yourself.
Well, how about
And that's why even when you're in a movie theater, it's dark and you're just sitting like this. I'm not sitting like this. Like if we were in a yeah. movie, I'm not going like, hey, you know, the movie's over here. And you just want to be like this.
You don't want a judgment. The only time it's fun to watch anything with judgment. Anyone is with scary things.
I was thinking about this too. I was thinking, I've been trying to do a joke about this. I've not made it funny yet. But do you think like the fear of death is actually just FOMO? Like, are you afraid of like the feeling of death, or are you afraid of just missing out on things? Because I think my FOMO is so strong that I fucking will eat any fucking thing you put in front of me.
That is a good point, because I am so deathly afraid of heights. But when I went canyoneering and I had to jump like 20, 30 feet.
Oh, shit.
Oof. I did it because of that same FOMO, where my FOMO is so strong, is stronger than any imminent danger I feel like. And fear of heights that I have altogether. I don't understand it, but I know what you mean. Like,
because I'm not afraid of the experience of dying, because that feels to me like eating a bug too, where I'm like, I want to know what that feels like. Do you know yeah. what I mean? I'm not afraid of the actual act of it. It's
well, unless, you know, but that's because you're thinking of it maybe in a, you know, such a fun way or nice way, but it's like, do you want to be eaten by a shark?
But I think poetic.
Do you want to be like slowly put into acid
but
feet first?
Eric, you know? I think because of all the hallucinogens I think no matter how you die, I think it is a beautiful experience where you fizz off to light. That's how I feel. So like even if there's the pain there, and your body helps you fucking deal with pain.
Yes,
your
it
body
does.
Throws.
It, in fact, most of the time, like especially if it's like a slower death, like when you're in a hospital setting, like my mom was a hospice nurse for a decade. So she saw people on their way out often. Your body protects you from that experience and it goes into a coma. Like the only time really that you're like aware is if you have trouble breathing, this and that. But eventually you will slip into a coma to prevent you from knowing that experience.
I'm claustrophobic. So anytime I watch a movie and it's like people are like buried alive.
Yeah. Oh, buried alive is the worst way to die for me.
Fucks with my head.
But you know, okay, well, here's another.
It's the imminent, it's knowing it's like that, like.
It's that feeling. I can't stand it.
The same. Like, when I think about, like, visiting Egypt. What if
I was
Egypt,
into it? I was like, I'm actually into that.
When I think about, like, visiting Egypt, I'm like, oh, I would never know, like, what the pyramids would feel like on the inside because I wouldn't dare take. I tell myself, like, I'm so claustrophobic, I would never do that. But then I was just in Hawaii recently and. Knowing how claustrophobic I am, there are these tunnels, like you dive down 30 feet and then you go through these rock tunnels underneath where if you look up, you're just in this tight little cave and you have to swim. And eventually it's, you know, you swim your way back out, right? But you're completely encased. My FOMO was so fucking bad that my heart was fucking jumping out of my chest, but I had to do it.
Yeah, you don't want to miss out on that experience or whatever. And there's always something, like, I think you learned this with comedy too. It's like, the worst thing that happens, you can always get a joke out of it. Like, there's always like a silver lining to a bad thing.
Not alive to tell it.
Which is why I find myself only able to really connect with, or not that I only can connect with, I prefer to connect with a comedian or people directly around comedians because there is something that is, there's like this understanding. You know, no matter what the situation is, it's not that we're trying to make light of things.
Right.
It's just it's about an analyzing of the situation to find all the different things about it to appreciate.
And that the most important thing is laughter. It's not about not offending each other.
It's like
our agreement is that our top
priority
is laughter. Yes. It's like joking, saying the funniest thing. So it's like.
Even to take it even deeper, not even just laughter as much as like understanding. Mm-hmm. That laughter is us acknowledging that we feel the same way about this.
Uh-huh.
Or I'm saying to you, I know where you're coming from. And I do that by going like this.
So scary.
You know what I mean? But that's really, but that's what we're doing. I think that when we're like, because I always tell people it's like, you know, when you're, to get people to laugh is a response that they get from, it's a visceral response to any emotion.
Yeah.
Whether you're sad, angry, you could be angry at somebody and you laugh.
Right.
You could be, you know, you're upset or you're crying at a funeral. You could laugh. I mean, anywhere. It's because that is that base emotion, a base response. And I think we're all about that.
And it sets off endorphins. It's happiness. So it's like, you know what it shows us? That no matter fucking what, you can always, like, nothing is too dark.
Annie, I gotta say that there isn't a hotter sheriff in town.
Thank you.
Oh, you a sheriff? Well, oh, I didn't see, you know what?
A bounty hunter and a sheriff.
I just saw that.
I'm Sheriff Muffin Top.
The guns didn't make sense before that?
No.
I'm Sheriff Muffin Top, the bounty hunter.
I thought, well, she could have been a train robber or like, she's all in black. So, you know, back in the day.
It was the bad guy.
The bad guy. So.
Thank you guys so much for yet another episode.
Thank you, Eric Griffin. Do you have anything you want to plug?
Actually, I'm going to be at the Brea Improv one night on the 19th. So check
that
out.
I'm going to be at the Trembler Brewing Company, but it's sold out. So you can cut that part out.
Ooh, don't. That's great.
Annie is a seller outer these days.
That's good.
I'm a seller outer. Come to my shows, guys, before they sell out.
That's great.
Even if it doesn't sell out, it's very fun. We have such a good time.
We'll see you guys next week. Thank you so much, Eric.